And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm 40.
Yeah, well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I'm 30, 10 and a couple of days, and I've had part one of the birthday celebration. Birthday's on Friday, but part one of the celebration was last week. I'll tell you about that later on in the show. Part two is this weekend, and I'll tell you that later on in the show as well. Oh, dear. The ones last week, I'll tell you right up front, were fairly civilised. Next week won't be. This weekend won't be. This weekend's going to be carnage. But yes, more about that later on in the show. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that we've never played this Wonk Unit song, Tony, to kick off the show. I know that I'd said I've been playing loads off their album, but I just really like this song. We might have played it before. I don't remember playing it, but then I don't remember what I did yesterday. In the meantime, Wonk Unit, Murderer's Shoe.
Stars just run out with Mr. Stevens about the Murderer's Shoe. Everyone's seen a Mr. Stevens. Suss this one out about my old mate's Joe. Down in the gutter with the murderer show. Usually good, white not blue. So many murders, so many shows. Dirty grey slippers, usually huge. Police investigation, I don't think so. The story now, the cops are closing time. But I don't know where I got this information from. Too much acid for my childlike imagination. Left leg size burning, can you hear the screaming? It's a nightmare without training, Mr. Stevens. Sausage went out about my old mate's show. Down in the gutter with the murderer show. Usually good, white on blue. Menacing, brooding, shredding, but the cops don't toss the murderer show. Menacing, broken, hard from the shredding, but the cops don't toss the murderer show. So many murders, so many shows. Dirty grey flippers, usually huge. Police investigation, I don't think so. But I don't know where I got this information from. Too much acid for my childlike imagination. But I don't know where I got this information from. Too much acid for my childlike imagination. But I don't know where I got this information from. Too much acid for my childlike imagination. But I don't know where I got this information from. Too much acid for my childlike imagination.
Wonk Unit, my friend. That's good, that song, isn't it?
It is good.
That the way that they say that he says shoe in it is actually reminiscent of that Scourge song. Oh, is it blue? Is it red? Oh, that's the one. It's like the Camembert song. Anyway, no, shut up. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now, Tony. What is the MySpace page of Wonk Unit?
MySpace.com/ Wonk Unit Band.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and Incident Nil. Do check out their latest album, Flying the Japanese Flag. Absolutely brilliant. I recommend it above all. It's the album of the year.
Just a bit disturbing on the cover front.
Yeah. It might be worth downloading.
Yeah.
Rather than buying for the front cover. When you said it's a bit disturbing, I thought, oh, he's on about the song The Ghoul, which I am still going to play at some point, but it wasn't right to play it this week. I've got a right mixed bag of music for you this week, Tony. So have I said you're listening to Project Marv underneath us?
Yep.
Thanks for doing a great job with it. So this would normally be MySpace comments, but we haven't had any. MySpace.com/ Punky Radio by default. I'll then go to Facebook comments, not only there either. It's groups.to/ Punky. It is just Punky. The default from MySpace and Facebook would now be Twitter. It's now twitter.com/ Punky Radio. Nothing on there. So I will just briefly tell you the winners of the competition, finally, and He's a regular listener, but I'm disappointed.
Okay.
Because randomly selected. And thank you to everyone that joined in. And thank you especially to Limousine, who have sent us 2 t-shirts this week.
Oh, very nice.
So I was going to put one in the comp, but then I thought you might want one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Bill from New York, who has won the 35 fucking CDs.
Oh, Jesus.
Which means I'm going to have to send them to America. But well done, Bill. And I'm quite pleased it was a regular listener, actually.
Yeah, and Bill would make good use of those as well.
Bill will make good use of them, indeed. And so congratulations to Bill. I will get those into the post, hopefully by Easter. but you'll get them at some point. Now, I've just cut up a chilli.
All right.
And because I've been making a stew, and I haven't washed my hands properly, and I just was a bit sniffly and put my fingers on my nose, and now I've got burning chilli in my nostrils.
You don't want that.
I don't really, no. But I did think, oh, I'm not getting any younger. I did think in this bit, seeing as I've got nothing to say, we might give you an extra little bit, and you've got something to tell us about, haven't you?
I've got an early gig guide.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide? Oh!
Yeah, and it's next week, but it came through this week, so I shall mention it. And here we go. Hi there, hope you are well. Can you pass the word on for this gig? Saturday, the February the 20th, so next Saturday, weekend Saturday, at the Snooty Fox in Wakefield. The Steady Boys, Punk Scar and Wasted Life, who are from Stoke-on-Trent, punk band. £5 on the door, first band, 8 o'clock. Great venue. Great kebab place opposite as well.
I was just about to say, it's worth going next door for a keema roll. You were loving those, weren't you? Absolutely loving that. That was hell of a night, wasn't it, seeing the Lord there. It is a great venue. I like Wakey. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great night. Great little place.
It was just funny. We were leathered by the...
Gotcha. Can't even remember.
But we ended up in that Flair's place, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, I'm sure we went to... Because we went in that pub beforehand, didn't we?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
And then we hung about, and the Lord was feeding me Jack Daniels from on stage, which was a nice touch. I got Patelvis was hilarious. Fat Boy was there, wasn't he? He was great fun.
Yeah.
Lord and his entire entourage were very funny. And then we went out after. I think we ended up in that 80s place.
I think we tried to, but they wouldn't let us in. So we ended up in the hotel bar, getting shit-faced.
Oh, that's also possible.
Certainly.
That's also very possible.
I don't know.
It's hazy. So that is Saturday the 20th.
Saturday the 20th, yeah.
While you're here, I got a message through from Oddie from Distant 77 saying thank you very much for playing this last week. And if I was about, they're playing the Bridge House in Canning Town this Saturday. I can't go, but I did say that I'd mention it. So it's kind of a double whammy on what is the conclusion of part one of
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, and now for something new. This is quite exciting.
Okay.
Like when we do advertise that we want bands to send us CDs rather than just asking us to download things and that.
Yeah.
We want to know if they're serious. And this band have sent us one from Sweden, a band called TVI. And I've had a listen to this. It's absolutely great.
Loads,
31 songs on the CD. Most of them are around about a minute long.
Nice.
Really, really brilliant. You'll be hearing more from them, because when there's that many tracks on, I can legitimately play a few, can't I?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm playing one, because they've all caught my attention. But the first, because I really don't like Yoko Ono. Right? So I was very pleased when he had a song about Yoko Ono on there. And it's like the Swedish are as good with the English language as we are. Cause it's like, oh no, Yoko. And it's just great. What I want to know is, what is TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TVI Punk. It's Tony Watt, probably be the internet one. This is from the album Nice People. This is Yoko Ono. TVI Yoko Ono, expect to hear more from them in future weeks, or you could just go right ahead and get the album now. I'm recommending it. In fact, the whole of the first half of this show this week, the bands have new material out that's worth buying. It's absolutely brilliant. But yeah, do check it. It's called the album's called Nice People. It's by a band, a Swedish band called TVI. And thank you very much to Matt for sending that through. That's really, really kind of you, and I'm loving it. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes, as it's now well into February. So thanks for your votes in this new month. We need more. If you haven't voted so far for us, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and the subject in a comment, if you so wish, could read them out. And thank you for all your votes so far. And here we go with the top five. January. Already. I'm still playing catch-up. Hello, Smacktards. Wanted to get my vote in for January. Can't believe it's 2010. What would Hal think if he was alive and computing today? It all started with those monkeys in 2001, then those damned apes Charlton Heston complained about. What next? I know it's those crazed loonies in the punky bunker. They'll ruin society as we know it. Wait, they'll probably make it better. Punkier. Emo's everywhere, beware. It's 2010 and punky will rule the world. No more Kimblood for you.
Kimblood.
Anyway, always enjoy listening. Always great music selections and fun banter. Until next time, a poog a poog. Jim Cannamela.
Jim Cannamela, that's a very involved comment, Jim, and thank you very much for the birthday wishes as well, Jim. I'm just interested. I've not seen that many emos around of late. Is it not really there? And have we defeated the kid in blood?
Maybe. I've seen a lot of kids with big 80s hairstyles and perms and madness going on. So maybe the 80s are taking over.
Who knows?
Strange.
Who knows, indeed. But yeah, I do. I haven't seen the plethora of emosticity that had been around. I don't know where that expression came from. That was around a year or so ago. They do seem to have moved on into something a bit less tearful.
Good. Well, maybe we did win. Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, I think we won.
And Jim says, P.S., need more Zombina and Skeletones. But
he's absolutely right, and I've spoken to Zombina, saying you're going to send this new fucking album. They've got a new album now. They haven't sent us it. So, yeah, at some point, Jim, hopefully we will have some more Zombina and Skeletones, but in the meantime, you could just go and have a look for the new material that they've got out. It's myspace.com/Zombina or Zombina and Skeletones. or just type in Zombina into the web and you'll find it very quickly. They've got a new album out. We haven't played a single track of it because they haven't sent us it. Naughty Zombina. Naughty Zomb.
My late New Year's resolution is to get some new Punky on my fucking MP3 player. Cheers, Steve. Cheers, Steve. Hope that worked out for you.
Yeah, very sensible, Steve. Well, the best way to do that is to download it every week, isn't it?
Yeah, use iTunes. It's much easier.
It's an excellent New Year's resolution. I can't even remember what mine was this year. It was only a couple of weeks ago. Was it to try and remember more stuff?
Possibly.
Yeah, actually.
What a blast. Goopa Goopa. Just listen to the shows with Razorblade Kisses and they rock. Had to go and buy the album, so you're uniting fans and bands across the land, you smacktards. The pictures on their website gave me milky pants to...
Milky pants!
Keep up the great show, a poog a poog, Fat Mike. Thank you very much.
Fat Mike has got himself into a bit of Brighton-based Iranian techno-goth. And we're responsible.
So proud.
Well, I am. Nice one, mate.
Cunt and the Gang and the Mighty Wonk Unit. It's almost enough to induce Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
And it's only a few weeks into the year. Fucking legends, the pair of you. Arstus Rastus. Thanks, Rastus Arstus.
Fair play as well, Arstus Rastus, because, yeah... Yeah, Wonk a different class, but you have to hand it to Cunt of the Gang, don't you? It's very entertaining.
Yeah. And finally, Always Great.
Always.
Punky keeps me going and helps me complete an entire project, 10 weeks work in about 36 hours. Keep it up, guys. My education depends on it, which is quite sad, really. Dr. Spoon. Thanks, Dr. Spoon.
We've been to Button Moon. We followed Mr. Spoon. Button Moon. Button Moon. Button Moon.
Aww.
And well done, everyone, so far on this week's podcast, Ali, for reminding us of the just the sheer amount of swear Esperanto we've brought you down the years as well.
Yeah.
This is great. We're coming out with loads of it.
And that's it for Podcast Ali. Thank you very much for this.
Well, that was a perfect section,
thank you.
Absolutely perfect. Time for track three. This is another one from a band with a new album out that people are raving about. Very different to the first two, but then you'd expect nothing less. This is another track from the new Monkey Island album, and this is Feel Good for Nothing.
Take the message, keep on. Master falls, it's Lisha. Cornucopia. It's their favorite course, yeah. Miniacs, millions. Chainmail network version. For barbed wire amnesia. Meant for the head dead.
So this Monkey Island album, Tony, has been getting rave reviews, and with good reason. And it could easily have come out in that sort of post-punk 79-80 era as well. But sounds very vital today. and Inform. Excellent album. Really, really like it. I can't see a name of it. I think it's just called Monkey Island.
Okay.
There's nothing on the front of it. It's an abstract design on the front that does look very sort of... I mentioned them being a bit like Gang of Four before. It's got a very sort of Gang of Four, New Order, sort of Joy Division cover to it, artwork to it.
Mm.
Out now on Infinite Records. Do check them out. What you want to know is, Tony, what is Monkey Island's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Monkey Island Band?
No, MySpace.com/Monkey Island UK.
Ah.
That's probably been Internet 2, Tony 1. You listen to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. And Tony, one of my favourite lines of this show that we do every week at the same time, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for your nominations so far. After giving my shout out and my plea a couple of shows ago, I got a few through, but I always need more. You'd be surprised at the rate I go through twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. Every email received and replied to. Thank you very much. And this is from Murphy the Yeti. Thanks, Murph. Who says, my nomination for Is a Twat isn't as serious and deserving as the others, but a twat's a twat. So here we go. I would like to nominate my friend James McFadden from Surrey for the complete utter lack of common sense. One prime example of this happened last Friday while sitting in another friend's car. James lit a fag. Not too bad, really, but the fact he was leaning on a full can of petrol said different, even though the driver told the guy in the back to be careful with it. But James could not comprehend why we got pissed off with him, acting like a clueless tuppy. So for having no common sense and potentially killing us all, I would like to offer James McFadden as a sacrifice to the altar of twat. Murphy the Yeti, always listening. You know, we're doing well on the Punky Dictionary this week, Esperanto. Really well.
Yeah, we are, but also, doesn't James McFadden play for Scotland?
Does he? I don't know.
I think so.
Might be a different one.
I think, I would hope so. Also a Scottish footballer.
Huh. I think that seems fair enough there, don't you?
Absolutely justified. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're
100%.
Cool. Yep. So, James McFadden from Surrey, England.
And not to be confused with the Scottish footballer.
And not to be confused with the Scottish footballer.
Is a twat.
Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Murph, and please do keep your twats coming in. I'm just watching a bit of footage from the Super Bowl, mate, in the background.
All right.
And I do like the fact that they had the hoo on at halftime.
I heard that was awful. Was it good?
I didn't see it, but I failed to see how it could have been awful. It was the hoo.
Yeah, okay.
Why would it have been awful?
I don't know, I just read some things online that just said it was really bad, but I had to watch it.
Well, it's rarely a fantastic middle section of the Super Bowl, is it? Because most people in the crowd are sports fans rather than music fans, but
that's,
I think,
true.
I had earlier on heard the opening bars so we won't get fooled again and thought, great thing to play at Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if it was pants, fair enough. Fuck them.
I'm going to have a watch later on. I'll catch it online.
Fair enough. Right, so this is all going swimmingly, isn't it, really? I don't know whether you remember, we played a track by an artist called Willie Psycho a long time ago. That was basically said, George Bush, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah.
Remember about George Bush, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got a new... I don't know if it's a 3-track EP, but it's some new tracks that are out for sale anyway. And we got the standard MySpace message for him saying, hey, here's some new stuff to download. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. Send us it. Anyway, he has done.
Oh, nice.
So cool. I thought it would be a really, really good time to play it, seeing as he's gotten in trouble too. Thank you very much, Willie Psycho, who is, I'm not sure whether he's still touring in Europe now or whether he's gone back to the States, but basically he's doing a lot of work at the moment. Do check him out. Best way to check him out is to go to his MySpace page, Tony. Is that Willie Psycho's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Willie Psycho?
No, MySpace.com/Willie Psycho Music. Probably be in Internet 3:31. Have I mentioned that we're playing the Cemetery Surfers under us right now?
Don't think so.
I have now. Thank you to Jeff for your continued support. This is Said and Done. Mm-hmm. Willie Psycho, said and done. Hopefully we'll get some more of him in the future. A very interesting artist, Tony.
Ah, good.
And a complete nutcase.
Yeah.
Which always helps. Now, Tony, over the last week, you know, what with it being my birthday and that, my memory's not what it was. I understand that there's some reason that we have some connection with a website called GoDaddy.
Okay, yeah.
Not to be confused with a website called Come Mummy.
God.
Which I'm only assuming exists. I haven't looked, but I've just thought of it. And I was wondering, whether to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I've once again let us down by not updating the beds, you could maybe tell me a little bit about it. Maybe with a chuckle.
Okay, let me have a think. GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
Yeah. GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders. And it's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an in-standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
They're SSLs.
Oh.
And they'll help protect your customers' details.
Yeah. They need protecting.
They do. But the best news of all, if you enter the code Punky7, that's
Punky7,
you can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code Punky8. That's
Punky8,
which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Cuts of that exchange rate, baby!
Also, there's Punky 9. That's
Punky 9.
Which will give you 30% off all .com domains. And there's also an additional code, which is Punky 25. That's
Punky 25.
And that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So, go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
That's a lot of offers from us, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot of offers.
Yes, I think we're very reasonable people.
I think so.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Nice chuckling, by the way.
Thank you very much. Try.
So we're into the second half of the show now, part two, after that little commercial break. And to kick it off, it's like, I think this is one from the vault, Tony. I think we have played it before. It's a band that aren't going anymore, but they're all still active in other bands, etc., etc., including the lead singer, who's the new lead singer with the Bleach Boys. That's right, it's the Kramers, Kill the Signal.
Yeah.
That's the Kramers from their eponymously titled, oh, I love being able to say that, five-track EP, and the five songs on it are Smell of Fear, Down in Flames, Kill the Signal, Eyes Off and Dead Man's Clothes. I think we played all of them when this came out a long, long time ago. Can't remember, but I'm pretty sure we have played Kill the Signal before. So it is officially from the vault, and I don't know whether the EP's still available, actually, but do check them out. The way to do that is to go to their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
MySpace.com/ The Kramers Music.
It is. Well done.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/ The Kramers Music. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 3. Listen to the planet smashing underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
It's all right.
Now, you did part one of something in the first half of the show. I wonder if you've got part two ready right now.
Sure. Well, yeah, I'll have another one. So let's go for Tony's
International Rust Guide.
Oh.
Massive cork.
It is from indeed from Russ, the man with the huge penis, apparently, who says, "Dear Punky Peeps, with no Valentine's Day falling on the cover until 2015, Bedfordshire's biggest gothic gathering is back to its usual anti-Valentine's show on Saturday."
And there's quite a few of them.
On Saturday, the 13th of Feb, with resident DJs Nephilim Babe, Coven Alex, and the debut of Bedford DJ Away with Zephyrus. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. £5. Last entry 1 a.m. Dress codes apply. P.S. Anybody returning from the Assemblage 23 gig can get in for a reduced price of £4 after 1 a.m. with receipt of their ticket stub. For more details, future guests and past set lists, log on to myspace.com/ The Coven UK. That's from Ross.
And I will be there on the last day of my birthday celebrations.
Oh.
Probably for the last 2 hours. Midnight to 2, I think, yeah. So, yeah, make sure that you can get down if you can. It's always a really good night. Always. It's really, really good fun. And I am once again going to have a go at trying to get the last song. Because they shout out, what should we have for the last song? And I always make sure I'm down the front and shout something out. And I've had the last two. So I'm hoping to make it a hat-trick.
Wicked. Where's it at? Because he's not mentioned it in this.
It's at the Hat Factory on Bute Street in Luton.
Cool.
Which is right next to where the bus station used to be. If that's a help.
Yeah. That's right. It's the only thing it doesn't say on here. So I'll just...
No, that's all right. It's a good job that Info Boy's in the house.
Yeah. Excellent.
So that concludes Tony's International Rust Guide. Massive cock.
Beautiful.
Right. So, let's get on with the next one then, shall we? Because I'm getting stuck in the Japan files thing.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Once again, I had a bit of a break, didn't I? And then I found another band that we've never played before. This is well catchy, this song. You're going to love it. And I'm not making you say the title of it. There was a longer one than this. But this is from a band called that have never been brought to my attention before, but they're kind of punks. A sharply dressed little outfit in their dark suits and pork pie hats, trilby hats, and yeah, really, really catchy. And a lot of the stuff on this album is really good. Check them out. The way to do that is go to japanfiles.com. What I want to know, however, is even though they don't appear to check it very often, what is the band BC5AM? What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ BC5AM.
Is that the word five or the number five?
Number five.
It is indeed. Hey. It's only three, poorly being Internet 3, and this is Ibara no Mishi.
I'll picture ahead. この道を俺たちは歩いていく。たとえ今だが絡みついたとしても、 This is the paradise way、 This is the paradise way、
You're now listening to Mustang Lightning. Underneath is Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
And I thought I'd tell you a little bit about what happened last week. Whereas my birthday was on Friday.
Yeah.
And on Friday night, I did a gig in Langford, which is a little bit north of where I live, 10 or 15 minutes drive. Absolutely brilliant gig. And they were lovely. They said, if you can get a lift up, we'll get you a taxi back. We'll give you free drinks all night. But I wasn't going to turn that down.
Nice.
Thanks very much to John Mann and Ninja Benjamin for doing just a wonderful job in there. It was a great show, sold out again. And also spoke to one of the guys that runs the place. Is a guy who's in a band called Cheesy and the Helmets that do covers, but have done some original material, and I'm hoping that we're going to play one of their songs at some point. They're a kind of oi band. So, and they know a lot of the same people that we do. It was just really, really good fun. The gig finished just before 11, and I didn't get a taxi home because Ninu gave me a lift back to Hitchin, and she dropped me off at the Victoria pub where I met up with my mate Buff, and we had a swift one in there, and then we went to Bombora in Hitchin, which you've been to before, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Twice,
where we drank where we drank vodka and soda until we were told we weren't allowed to have any more.
Really?
Yeah, well, it finished. It wasn't just us, they threw out.
Okay.
And the bar staff in there said, hey, it's your birthday, isn't it? I went, yeah, but I'm going to be celebrating it next Friday in here. They went, no, you have a drink tonight, my friend. I had a free drink. That was nice. Didn't bump into many people in there that I would normally, but I have a feeling that most of them I'm going to see next week. Then on Saturday, I did, earlier in the week, I've been very skint of late, and I thought, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm going to actually celebrate with a really decent fry up. So
nice.
So I've been around and I've got good quality bacon and lovely mushrooms and nice sausages and eggs from the Happy Egg Company that are seriously fucking happy. And just had a brilliant fry up. Then hung about in the afternoon watching updates on Forest narrowly beating Sheffield Wednesday, which I was very pleased about. Did I mean Sheffield Wednesday? Yes, I did. And enjoyed that greatly, which means that we are but a point of automatic promotion now with the same games as West Bromwich Albion, and there's a 10-point gap between us and fourth place. So it is looking like a three-way run for automatic. I just hope we don't finish third. I really want us to finish second. We can still do it. Then about 5 o'clock, half five-ish, I drove down to Crouch End to see my mate Malk. And met his three-year-old daughter, Naomi, who is absolutely brilliant. And we hung about, he cooked some nice food. Then I went and did a gig at the King's Head in Crouch End. It's a very strong bill. It featured comics called John Ryan, then Mandy Moon, and then Andrew O'Neill, then Danny Buckler. And I was the headline act in Rich Wilson Compay. And I had a great gig, did two new songs, one of which I have recorded and may either put online or play on next week's show. I haven't decided yet. I just had a really good time and then went out afterwards into a bar down the road from there where I stopped a lot of red wine and bumped into a comic called Paul Tonkinson, who at one point was hosting the thing that followed The Big Breakfast. Can you remember it? What that show was called?
I remember Paul Tonkinson.
It's called Rise or something.
I don't know, I can't remember. I think I'm sure I've seen him on telly though.
Yeah, he has been on telly loads.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him for ages, and he was just in a bar we went to with his wife. So yeah, and a guy called Rob Heaney, who I seem to have been bumping into quite a lot recently, and my mate Sophie Clare, and we all got very, very lash and did. Excellent work. Then on Sunday I rested. And then did the same venue that night as well, downstairs at King's Head. Excellent venue. There were some other things that I had to say about this, but as I say, this was a fairly civilised over the birthday. I got three books for my birthday.
Okay.
I got a book of Andrew Marsh's poetry. Mm-hmm. And I got a book that was a biography of Jerry Lee Lewis. Mm-hmm. And I got a book on 500 more destinations you have to go to. And I've been to loads.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, I reckon I've polished off about 100 of them. So, which is really, I was quite impressed with me as I was looking through it. And also, every single page going, yep, want to go there, 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 yep, want to go there. Oh, it's just a brilliant book. And I am hoping to go to one of them, possibly in April. More of that if it happens. I may be going on a little journey in April.
Oh, really? Nice one.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not confirmed yet, but I might be, yeah. Yeah, so all in all, it was a nice way to spend the birthday, and the next week is the madness. Yeah. Speaking of madness, Tony.
Uh-huh.
We've never played a song on this show by Screaming Blue Messiahs. And that's a mistake on my part. Because the Screaming Blue Messiahs, you might remember, had a single out in the 80s called Wanna Be a Flintstone.
Yeah.
Which was they were kind of one hit wonders in that respect, but they had got a lot of really good work. And there were lots of really amazing artists. They were there for, like, I can remember David Bowie was a massive fan of theirs. And they were like, they were bad, and I didn't know where they were from. And but it turns out the lead singer was from Redcar.
All right.
In the northeast, which I used to frequent quite a lot in a previous life. This song I got originally on a Big Beat compilation that came out, the name of which escapes me. They had a load of good stuff on it. This was one of the tracks on it. What I want to know is, what is the Screen Boomer size? No, I won't. I'll ask you about it afterwards. Let's just play it. This is well weird, this song. It's catchy but weird. The lyrics are great. Tracking the Dog.
Gone now. It's gone.
Scream Blue Messiah's Tony tracking the dog. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Screaming Blue Messiahs?
No, they haven't really got one, right? But the lead singer, Bill Carter, has got a website, which is MySpace.com/ Screaming Bill Carter. But I don't necessarily want you all to go on there and start chatting to him now, because I think he keeps a fairly low profile. But if you do just want to go and check out where you can get links to other Screaming Blue Messiahs stuff, and you do, then do check out his page. But do me a favour, don't bother him. Don't mind it. Just have a look down the page. Because I know often people go and say, oh, I heard you on the show last week, it was really great, and really great at that. But I'm not sure he'd appreciate it that much. So just go and check out the page and do a bit of research into one of Britain's most interesting bands, I'd say, of the last 30 years.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Because he ain't nothing like a human. Listen to Dead 60s underneath us right now. I want to tell you about some stuff I'm doing this week. I'm sorry, Tony, I haven't asked you about yourself. Have you got anything going on?
Tomorrow we're going to view the flat for the second time. We're going to go and check the flat out again and see what we're keeping and what's going, because the guys offered to take some of the furniture out, so we want to lose a lot of it. So it's quite exciting. Get to see that again and try, because we've only seen the one so far. So it's a chance to kind of try and see it and think about what it's going to be like and visualise it a bit. So yeah, that's basically what we've got planned this week. But quite exciting.
Well, on Wednesday the 10th, I'm going to Scunthorpe for my grandma's 85th birthday.
Oh wow.
And just as I was listening to you then and reading the tweet, that made me think that that means that when I was born, my grandma was only 5 years older than I am now.
Oh blimey.
God, that puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Good God. What a fucked up white trash family I've got. But yeah, happy birthday, Grandma, for Wednesday. Anyway, I am looking forward to it. I don't think she listens.
No.
But anyway, and then Thursday is the return, finally, for the first show of 2010 of my cabaret show in Camden, Rather, which has got a load of stuff. We've got four comedians on. I've overlooked it again. We've got four comics on, three dancers, two close-up magic acts, and Nat the Evil Lesbian, and Roch's DJing, and I'll be comparing, and the food's cheap and the beer's cheap, and it's a great night. It's at Elixir Bar on Eversalt Street. Doors open 7:30, show starts 8:30. £10, £8 with a downloadable flyer from the Facebook group. You type in Ra-Ver into Facebook, you'll find it. Alright, so if you can make it down this Thursday, it'd be really nice. I am celebrating with my North London mates my birthday that day, so it'll be absolutely brilliant. Duchess Divine's on, which I'm very pleased about. VJ Spanky's on, he's very good. I can't remember the other burlesque dancer, which is a bit embarrassing, but it's just going to be very good. If you're around in North London on Thursday night, go to that. Then on Friday, it's my official birthday, like the Queen has an official one. It's my official birthday, Friday the 12th, at Woodside Hall in Hitchin, with my comedy show, my latest comedy show there. It features Terry Alderton and Pierre Hollins, both brilliant comics, both good friends of mine. And afterwards, we are going to Bombora. So, mates, and because after last week, I have to really. So, but there'll be a load of us going out after. So, even if you can't make it to the comedy show, from 11 o'clock, we'll be in Bombora. So, maybe you can come down there and say hi. Then on Saturday, I'm doing my gig in Letchworth, which is my official birthday in Letchworth, but then I'll be going over to the Coven almost certainly, but unless something else occurs. If there's a surprise Letchworth thing going on I don't know about, then I'll stick around for that. But if not, I'll almost certainly be at the Coven on Saturday. So basically, you've got plenty of opportunities to see me this weekend. I think that's right. The Letchworth show is the same bill. Advanced tickets for the Letchworth show, which is at the Arts Centre, are available. 01462 670 788. That's 01462 670 788. And I will have stories about this weekend next week. Whereas this week's been a bit sensible for me, really. Next week, I officially fall off the wagon for a couple of days. It's going to be bad. A band, Tony. I'm going to get straight on with the last song, is that all right?
That's cool, yeah.
A band that have never got on the wagon are the quite miraculous, hilarious and brilliant rockin' and rolling garage punkin' Fuzztones. And again, this is another band who really made their name in the 80s. And this is I think this came out as a 12-bit, a 4-track EP. And it's not the one I'm thinking of. No, that's not it. Whether that actually speak louder than words, it's not it. Anyway, this is a really fucking great, dirty, rocking song. Oh, it also reminds me a bit. I was listening to a best of CD of The Cut in the car earlier this week.
All right.
And just so many good songs on it. But I really like the Electric album. I'm not so into the one that had She's a Sanctuary on, even though that is a great song. The one after it. It's a really rocking, dirty AC/DC-ish sort of thing. And it's got a similar guitar sound and similar vibe to this track that we're about to play. What do I know, Tony? What is the Fuzztones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheFuzztones?
It is. It's Tony 4, probably being Internet 4. I've managed to get a draw this week. Bad news travels fast. So what a cracking end to the show that is. Bad news travels fast, as do we, as we travel our way out of this week's show, getting ready for the week ahead. Oh, I'm saying cheesy.
Hey.
There's a lot of things we haven't mentioned this week that we meant to. Next week's show, hopefully I will have reviews of both XY Rocks, which are back making podcasts again, and Kuru Radio, which is Jeff Ugly Shoes one. Thanks to Marcus for the email. That I will try and catch up with that. I'm sorry I haven't done this week. Also, more than anything else, I do stress this. If you haven't done already, please do review us on iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
Go to punkyradio.com and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes, which is the best way to visit it, and you can review us from there. You will need to log in. It's a free account to log in, it doesn't cost you anything, and it's free to reviewers, and it won't take you a minute, but it does really help us. 5 stars only, and we will read them out.
Yeah, and because it moves us up their chart for some reason, and moving us up the chart means that more people hear the show, which means that more people hear the bands we play, and that's the whole point of doing it. For the usual features, please do email us in the usual places. I can't be bothered to go through them again. And what was the other thing I was going to say then? Obviously, you know. Oh, yeah, most of the bands in this week's show should be on our MySpace page. Do check out myspace.com/punkyradio. Have a look down the page to the top friends, where most of the bands should be there. Check them out, buy their stuff. 8 very different bands this week. Thank you all for listening. Anything left to say, Tony?
No, I think that's about it.
In that case, then, it's come to that point when I say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu. Apu.